This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Baloyscha has many different parshias, many different topics, which seem to be random, put together. L'chaira, the parshias, the menorah, the levium, and then we have Pesach Sheni, and then we have Chatzotris, and then we have Hisavu Taiva, the Asafsuf. Seems to be random issues, topics, parshias, and there doesn't seem to have much connection between one parish and the other. My Rebbe Rebelski Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in Camp Aguda, after Shachris of Shabbos, there was a small little Kiddush, and he would say Chumash Torah. And every week, the Mahalach of the Chumash Torah was to tie together all the parshias within the parsha. How are they connected? There's got to be a theme that connects all the parshias within a parsha. So we'll try today to see if there's some kind of a connection between the different parshias that seem to be random, put together in Parshas Baloyscha. We begin with the Menorah. Aaron HaKohen was given the mitzvah Behaloyscha Saneiros Elmul Pnei HaMenorah Ye'iru Shiva Saneiros. Rashi tells us that why was the Menorah given to Aaron HaKohen here in this parasha? So Rashi, Lama Nismacha Parashas HaMenorah LeParashas HaNesiyim, which means Baalois was actually connected to the previous parasha where the Nesiyim, they brought to the Chanukah HaMishkan, they brought Nedava to the Chanukah HaMishkan. So Baalois is connected to that. Baalois is connected to the previous parasha, Lama Nismacha Parashas HaMenorah LeParashas HaNesiyim. Lefi shekshera Aaron Chanukah HaNesiyim chalsha oz daitai. He felt bad that he wasn't taking part in the inauguration, the Chanukah of the Mishkan. Loihu v'loi shiftai. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu chayecha shalcha gedoyla mishalhem. Chayecha is a lashon of a shvua. What's given to you, when I'm going to give you the menorah, the mitzvah of hadlakas menorah is gedoyla mishalhem. Sha'ato madlik umeitiv es haneirois. Because you will be madlik and meitiv the neirois. Chazal tell us, which is really in the Tanchuma, that part of the shalcha gadol mishalhem isn't only sha'ato madlik umeitiv es haneirois. It's not only the actual hadlakas menorah, but it's also that shalcha kayim li'olam. What you're going to get is forever. It will be here. It will remain forever. Shalcha, what's given to you, the menorah kayim li'olam. Famous Ramban asked the kasha, but it's not kayim li'olam. The Ramban says, we know that the menorah was Kalsman, there was a Mishkan, Kalsman, there was a Beis HaMikdash. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we don't have the mitzvah Adlakas HaMenorah. So what does it mean, Shalcha Kayim Li'olam? And the answer, of course, famous, it's referring to the Adlakas HaMenorah that we do in the houses based on the Chanukah, the inauguration that happened during Chanukah. And Memeila Shalcha Kayim Li'olam through the mitzvah Adlakas HaMenorah in the houses throughout the Deiris, even when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. What's the Shalcha Kayim Li'olam? It was part of the Pius. It was what was granted to Aaron HaKohen in consolation. Not only are you getting such a great mitzvah, the Menorah, but what you're getting will be Kayim Li'olam. And that's the Shalcha Kayim Li'olam to be Mefayis as a consolation to Aaron. Yes, you weren't part of the Chanukah Samishkan, Lehu v'lo shifte, not you and not your shevet, but what you're getting is such a great thing. Like the Lashon Rashi, Shachag Doyla, Shatam Adliku Meitiv, Esamaneira. And yet on top of that also, it's Kaim Li'olam, while everything else in the Mishkan was not Kaim Li'olam. I was thinking, maybe we could say a Meirdik Pshat. As we will show, Bahaloscha, the underlying theme, which really connects all the Parshias in Parshas Bahaloscha, is Rotzoin. The Maila, the attributes, the importance, the chashivus of wanting something. When you want in Avodas Hashem, when you want in Kirver, closeness to the Rabbeinu Shlil, when you want in Torah, that want is very chashuv in Shemayim by the Rabbeinu Shlil. And if you want, you'll get. The wanting might be the ikar of everything. The wanting is what the Rabbeinu Shlil is looking for. Do you want? And when you want, there's nothing that stands in your way of getting. And that's the Chol Shadaitai, the Parsha of the Menorah. Aaron HaKohen, he sees that there's a Chanukah, that there's an inauguration, there's a Simcha in the Chanukah Samishkan, and he's not part of it, Chol Shadaitai. And of course we understand that Aaron had everything else in the Mishkan. He had all the other avoidus, yet this Maila, that he wasn't part of Klal Yisrael in the Chanukah, that he wasn't together with everyone else also being zeichet to be part of the Chanukah, Chol Shadaitai, means he wanted. And when you want, the Rabbeinu Shalom responds and he gives. This may be, I think, Beis Hashem Yisbarach, HaMoyer Dikit Aher, that's the Shulcha Kaim Li'olam. The wanting. Aaron, this is what you bring to the Mishkan. The Ratzin. The Tshuka. The desire. That's Kaim Li'olam. That will stay forever. Ratzin remains. Nothing could block. Nothing could stop. Nothing could impede Ratzin. When there's Ratzin, it stays and it continues, and nothing could stop it. And we could go one step further and explain. We're talking Shaloi Bizman Hamikdash. We're talking when there is no Beis Hamikdash. Shalcha Kayim, what you're bringing will remain because the Ratzim will always be there, even Bizman Agolus. When we don't have a Mikdash, when we don't have a Mishkan, what do we have? The Ratzin to do the Avodah. The longing to do the Avodah, the longing for the Beis HaMikdash, that's Kayim Li'olam. That will be even in Gullus. Shalcha Kayim Li'olam. It's not going particularly on the Hadlaka, but on the Chol Shadaitai, the Tshuka, the Avodah of Aaron in Tshuka, in Rotzen, in Cheshik, Shalcha Kayim Li'olam. This will stay forever because Tshuka has no boundaries. Tshuka has nothing. There's no wall that could withstand the Tshuka. If you want, you'll get, and the Rabbi Yishon will give you. And thus is the Aveda when there is no Beis HaMikdash. Shalai Bizman HaMikdash, Rabbi Yishon wants in Zer Tshuka and Zer Cheshik to do the Aveda. Our longing for the Mikdash and the Avodah. Later in the Parsha, in Baloscha, state, Ayas Kein Aaron, Ahagid Shvachay Shal Aaron Shalei Shina, that he never deviated, he never changed. Of course, there's so many different pshatim, what that means, but each pshat is really based on Shalei Shina, his ratzin to do it, his cheshik, his ahava, his desire to do the mitzvah, Meila Leishina. day in and day out. This is Parshas Baloischa. This is what rises. This is Baloischa. What rises to Shamayim in the Avodah is the Rotzer and the Cheshik that you put into the Avodah. Later we have in the Parsha Pesach Sheni. What is Pesach Sheni? They were Tmeim, yet they wanted to do a Pesach. They wanted to do a Karm Pesach, and they tainted Lom and Igora, Lebilti Hakriv, as Karm and Hashem and Mayadim, and Soyib and Yisrael. We want. It's famous, the question. You want, but you can't. You're Tomei. Imagine a person comes and says, I don't have a hand. Something happened. My hand was cut off. But I want to wear tefillin. You can't. That's the din. That's the halacha. What does it mean when you taina lama nigara? Why should we be different? Unfortunately, you are different. You're tamei. The Farshim explain that vaita, that's the chiddush in Pesach Sheni Ratzon. That if you want, you will get Pesach Sheni. Your cheshit, your tshuka, your persistence that you want to do a mitzvah, that's going to bring about that you will be zoiche to do the mitzvah, and we'll give you Pesach Sheni. The Sherim brings Mayodig Chiddush by B'nai Salavchad also. B'nai Salavchad came and tainted, why are we different? Also Lama Nigara, why? Our father died and we don't have a Nachla, we want a Nachla. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam tells them, good, we'll give you the parasha of Nachla. The Lashon over there in the Chazal is Kach parasha zu ksuva lefonai b'maroi. I already have this parasha prepared. B'nai Salavchad. We're going to take care of you. It's already in Shemayim, this parasha. It just wasn't given over yet. We're going to give it over through you. You're going to be the one to bring the parasha down because you have Chibas Oretz, because you love Eretz Yisrael. Zok de Chedusherim B'Shem Sifsei Tzadik, that by Pesach Sheni, that's, we don't find such a lashon, that it's already there. It was already part of the Torah. It's mashma that it was this chadesh. There was a new parsha that came into effect. There was a new parsha that was invented. And it was Pesach Sheni. And that was because they wanted a Pesach. They wanted to do a carbon. This chadesh gemar anaya parsha in the Torah. That's the koyach of ratzon. That's the strength, the power of ratzon. It could even be mechadesh. A new parish in the Torah. B'nai Salavchad also, they were zoichet to bring a parsha, but it's already a parsha that was written, a parsha that was meant to be given. It came through them. Masha'en came. Pesach Sheni was this chadish. Rabbi Yishim had to recreate the Pesach Sheni. The whole mitzvah of Karban Pesach, because of Rotzoin, Cheshit Chuka, to do a mitzvah. This is the kayach, the power when somebody wants. This is the kayach. This is the tremendous in Shamayim, how the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is mekabel Yenim's Rotzoin to do someone's Rotzoin to do a mitzvah. That the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will be mechadish anaya parish in the Torah. We find this by Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, we know the Rabbeinu Shel Olam came down from Shemayim and he said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, and he spoke to Klal Yisrael. This wasn't the original plan of Matan Torah. Originally, the plan was that Moshe would bring the Aseres Hadibris. Rashi tells us that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam told Moshe to go speak to Klal Yisrael that they'll get the Aseres Hadibris through you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Klal Yisrael said, no, we don't want that. It's brought in the Rashi, it's a Chazal. Ritzayneinu, it is our want. It is our Ratzayin, our Chuka, our Cheshik, Leroy says Malkeinu, we want to see the Rabbeinu Shloilam. When the Rabbeinu Shloilam hears this, in Kain, it's the Lashon of Chazal, if so, if you want so much, Lech Emor Lehem, go tell them, we'll rearrange and we'll replan Matan Torah. Make them heilig, and I will come down and speak to them directly. Ritzayneinu, Leroy says Malkeinu. It's not shayich. It's not possible. It's not meant to be that people should see Lirais as Malkeinu. Yet they were zeicha. They were zeicha by Matan Torah. Rabbi Yeruchim Mashgiach Lemir, Zecheinu Levracha, Vataiches, Ritzayneinu. Yes, ki lo yirani adam v'chai. And the plan was actually meant to be something completely different. Change of plans. Anaya parsha. Achidush. Because Ritzayincha. If it's your Ratzin, you'll get it. If it's about Ruchnius. Came back. Kodesh chazisicha. Lirais uscha chvedecha. Tzom anavshi. Be'eres siya v'oye. A person in a world where you don't see the Rabbeinu Shloilam. It's Be'eretz Siya V'ayev. There's so much helem, so much cover. Where is the Rabbeinu Shloilam? Yet David HaMelech says, Tzomel Chanafshi Lirais Uzcha, to see the Rabbeinu Shloilam's strength. You want to see the Rabbeinu Shloilam in your daily life. You want to see the Rabbeinu Shloilam every day, day in and day out, in everything that happens around you. Ritzayneinu lirais es malkeinu. It's talin ratzin, as mevil. Tzama lecha nafshi. Tzama lecha, you have to want. Tzom alecha nafshi, kom alecha b'sari, lira isus chachvaydecha. Yes, if there's tzoma, you'll be zeicha to the lira is, and you'll be zeicha to the kein b'kodesh chazisicha, lira isus chachvaydecha. It's tzoma, it's ratzayin, it's tshuka, as mevil ritzayneinu lira isus malkeinu. If you want to see the Eibishter, Rabbeinu Shloilam shows himself to us. Rabbeinu Shloilam will give us that our eyes will see the Siyata Dishmaya, we'll see the Yad Hashem and everything that happens around us. I want to show you how far Ratzon is able to change. Ratzon is able to completely change what a mitzvah. It's an unbelievable thing. We have Pesach Sheni. We think that Klal Yisrael did Pesach Sheni, the Tmeim. They didn't do Pesach Rishon. They were Tmeim. They did Pesach Sheni. There's a Meiridig Chiddush. I'm sure Adover Chodesh. It's such a big Chiddush from the Agada Kala. Ibn Isascha says a Pshat. I read it to you word for word. Pashit, because it's such a big chiddush. The achshava be'efsher. I think maybe efsher. I'm thinking maybe. Mishum hachi le'nelam shum tshuva. If you notice, they came to complain. We want Pesach Sheni. They were never given an answer. Like B'nai Salavcha, there was an answer to B'nai Salavcha. Moshe came and responded to them what the Eibishter sent a response. Here we don't have a response. V'ha'emes could be parsha of Pesach Sheni was said for Klal Yisrael L'dairis. They heim asu ha'pesach v'mayadei. They actually did Pesach Rishon. Achidush nifle pashit. I've always learned the parsha that they came to complain, they couldn't do Pesach Rishon, and the Rabbi Yishlam told them, do Pesach Sheni. Zok the Bnei Saskha, they were never told to do Pesach Sheni. Klal Yisrael was given a new parsha, Pesach Sheni L'dayris. They? Were they told to do Pesach Sheni? Zok the Bnei Saskha, we don't find that. And actually, it's possible that they did Pesach Rishon. Lashon of the Bnei Saskha is the Efshel Levayaza. It's very hard to elaborate on this. Ki kol echad yomer kein, because then we'll learn the whole parsha this way. All the chumash we can learn this way. That really they did. Yeah, but it's aser. They were tameh, so it's mutter. Bahavein ki amayku. Bnei Saskha, it's very deep understanding. What is the Bnei Saskha being mechadish? Their rotzen was so strong, and it was so niskabel in shamayim that they actually were zoiche to do Pesach Rishon betumah. They weren't doing Pesach Sheni; they did Pesach Rishon betumah. Even tumah couldn't stop. It couldn't stop them from doing Pesach Rishon because of their rotzen. I think it's interesting, it's meduyik, because that was really their request. What was their request? Lamani gara levilti hakriv es karban Hashem b'mayadai b'soich b'nei Yisrael. They wanted to do it in its proper time, and they wanted to do it amongst the rest of Klal Yisrael. So they didn't get Pesach Sheni, because their request was b'mayadai taka on Pesach Rishon. And their request was b'soich b'nei Yisrael, and like the Bnei Yisaskar, they got it. They were granted. Go do a Pesach Rishon. Your Ratzin will override the Tumah. It's a Moyudiga Chiddush. And it's positive. I had to read the words themselves from the Bnei Yisaskar because it's such a Moyudiga Chiddush. In Pasuk it says, there were Anashim Tmeim Lenefesh Adam. Don't say Aser, it says they couldn't do it. It should have said they were Aser, not that they couldn't do it. It's not about could or can't, it's about allowed or not allowed. Thinking of Shadahera, Boyusai. On the Iser, you can't come and say it should be Mutter. Aser is Aser, and Mutter can't become Mutter because you have Ratzin. It's on the Layachlu. The parish of Pesach Sheni is about not being able to do something. And here we have a Chiddush, there's no such a thing as not being able. If there's Ratzin, you're able. To come and say, I want the Aser to be Mutter, that's not the parish of. That's not the oimik. That's not the yisoid of the parish of Pesach Sheni. The yisoid of the parish of Pesach Sheni is there's no shiz v'liyachu. As we'll speak later, from the Gedali Bali Musa of the Vardak, that whenever someone would say, when it came to Yoni Torah Mitzvahs, I can't, the Alter of Vardak used to tell him, don't say you can't, say you don't want. Because there's no shiz you can't. The parasha Pesach Sheni is Ratzin means yes. So V'lo Yachlu means yes, you could. You'll ask me the Kasha, Yabala Maisa, Mutter can't, Asa can't become Mutter. It's an interesting var from Yitzchak Mivarka. Yitzchak Mivarka says that till here we didn't find, till this Pesach Sheni, we don't have the Isser of Tumah yet. It doesn't say anywhere that if they're Tamei, they can't do a Pesach Sheni. I'm sorry, they can't do a Pesach Rishon. It doesn't say it anywhere. Now, when we're given the parish of Pesach Sheni, it says, okay, you can't do it Betumah. But it never said yet, till here, an Isser Betumah. Sakra Mitzkul Mivarka. That the Taiches, they tried to do it, and there was a blockade, they just couldn't do it. because they were tamei, and they were wondering how could it be they can't if their ratzon was to do it. Asa is not going to become mutter because you want. The pshat over there was they were trying to do a carbon, and something was stopping them. It's a meritical lesson, Rabbi Yisai. A lot of times, when we try to do mitzvahs, and things come up and there's stoppage, things that stop us, and things that are blocking us from doing it, the Rabbi Yisai is testing the v'loyachlu. The Rabbi Yisai wants to see how much do you really want. Because if you want all the mafriyim, all the ikuvim, all the things that are stopping you and standing in your way will fall away. If you notice, there's an interesting Rashi at the beginning of the parsha of Pesach Sheni. By Pesach Sheni, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe v'mibasim Hashana Hashenis. Second year. Achaydish Harishon, the first month. So this is Nisan by the Karban Pesach Rishon. Yet Vamidbar begins with Chaydish Sheni. Vamidbar begins be'echad l'chaydish Hasheni. So this parsha of Pesach Sheni should have been before the parsha of Suas Reish Kaladas B'nai Yisrael. This happened. This Pesach Sheni happened by Shana Sheni is Chedesh Harishon, and this happened Nasai, the counting Suas Reish Kaladas Yisrael Be'echad LaChedesh Hasheni by Shana Sheni. So why is this after and this before? Dr. Ashi, this was to cover up Gnusan Shal Yisrael. Shekol Arboim Shana Shehoi Yisrael Bamidbar LeYikrivu Ela Pesach Zebovad. This was the only Karban Pesach they did. For 40 years there was no Karban Pesach. So therefore we didn't want to begin a Chumash with the story of Karban Pesach. Because for 40 years they didn't do it. Why didn't they do it? Chazal tell us. Because the children couldn't have Bris Milah. There was a Ruch Tzvainis. It was dangerous to do Bris Milah in the Midbar. And if you have a child at home that doesn't have a Bris Milah, you can't bring a Karban Pesach. So to cover up this embarrassing fact that Klal Yisrael didn't do a Karban Pesach, for 40 years there was no Karban Pesach in the Midbar, therefore we didn't start Parshas and Chumash Bamidbar with Karban Pesach. The Kash, of course, is it's not Gnus. There's nothing embarrassing. They couldn't do it. They weren't allowed to do the Bris Milah on the children because it was a sakana. No chiyuv to do a Bris Milah if there's a sakana. So why is this Gnusan? They didn't do anything wrong. But they didn't do a Karban Pesach. They were not supposed to do the Karban Pesach. They didn't have Milah because they weren't allowed to do Milah. So why is it Gnusan Shal Yisrael? The Sifsecham Frekshe, the Kasha. The Sifsecham already asked this question. He gives a teretz. Had they not done the Egel, they would have went straight into Eretz Yisrael. Nope. So the fact that they were 40 years in the Midbar, which they couldn't do Bris Milah, and therefore they couldn't do Karban Pesach, was really their fault. Because had they not sinned, not done the Aver, they would have went straight into Eretz Yisrael, and they would have done a Karban Pesach for the past 40 years. It's a shtigl chiddush l'halacha, that if you do something wrong, and because of that, you're in a situation where the halach is you can't do something, so you're chayiv for all the toitzoyis, and that's genusan. It's an interesting chiddush that because they did it out there, they couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael Mamela, now they're in a situation where they can't do a Bris Milah, and therefore it's their fault because they should have went into Eretz Yisrael. That needs to be discussed in light of halach. But there's another famous teretz that the Mefarshim say. Levi did do Bris Milah. They, on themselves and their children, they did Bris Milah in the Midbar. Why did Levi do it? There's a sakon in the teretz is it didn't stop them. If they wanted to do a bris milah b'mesiras nefesh, their ratzon and cheshek was so to be mekayim the mitzvah that they did it, and they were able to do it because ein davar ayim b'fnei ratzon, and the Rebbeinu Shel watched them and protected them, and they taku, nothing happened. So the Genusa Shel Yisrael is Volster Gewalt. If you really want it, there wouldn't be these Terutzim, Sakonis Nefashis, Ein Dov Ra'im Mifnei Arotzen. And possibly that's why it's here in the Parsha Pesach Sheni. Because Klal Yisrael did a Pesach Rishon, yet there was a Chassan and Rotzen, and they didn't do Bris Milah, and therefore they didn't do the rest of the 40 years. While here in Pesach Sheni, the Tmeim, they had tremendous rots, Lama Nigara, and they got a Pesach Sheni, and possibly like the Bnei Yisrael, Pesach Rishon. Fakert, it's in the parsha of Korban Pesach that there's a Genusa Shel Yisrael, that something stopped them. That there's something that impeded them. That there was something that blocked them from doing a Korban Pesach. That's Genusa Shel Yisrael in the parasha of Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni, because the whole mitzvah Pesach Sheni represents Cheshek Ein Dov Ra'im Mifnei Arotzen. As du willst, was du gekenton, as du willst, was du gehat der Korban Pesach. One of the details of Pesach Sheni is if the person, like we spoke, is Tamei, he has to do a Pesach Sheni. But if he's Bederech Rechoika, if he's far away, also he couldn't do the Pesach Rishon, he has a Pesach Sheni. V'yish asher hu Bederech Rechoika, he's far away. How far away is he that he couldn't come to do a Pesach Rishon? So we would say he was probably out of state, he was not in Yerushalayim, maybe he was out of Eretz Yisrael, whatever the case may be. But far, couldn't come. Chazal tell us differently. Chazal tell us this person was far away. He was ba'askufas ha'azara, which means he was chutz from the doorstep of the azara. He was one step away. He just, when the Korban Pesach was being nikrav, he was just out the door. What does that mean? Go in. He didn't make it. He was one step away. So it's already called Bederech Rechoika. He's not in the Azara, and therefore he has a Pesach Sheni. Why is that called Rechoika? He's not far away. He just is not in the Azara. He just didn't get in there. Why is it he referred to? Why do we call on him and say on him that he was Bederech Rechoika? Sfarim, right, Amorid Gechidish. It's a Beis Yisrael, and many others have said it. A person could be very far, yet very close. And then you can have a person who's very close, but he's very, very far. A Yid who was able to make it to the Mishkan, yet he was one step too late. What is it a sign? That he's far. He's Taka Rechoika. The Derech Rechoika. There's a Derech which is Rechoik, yet the person is Karaif. And then there's a Derech which is Karaif, but the Mensch is Rechoik. He's far away. How do you miss a Korban Pesach? If you wanted, you would have made it. The Rotzin is not there. The Rotzin is far away. Rabbi Yehuda Levi so poetically wrote, "Libi b'Mizrach, ani b'Seif Ma'irif." A Yid is able to be in the Mizrach. He's able to be far away from Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash. Yet, where is his heart? Where is his heart? It is in b'Mizrach. It's ani b'Seif Ma'irif. You could be far away, but the heart is close. Where the heart of a person is, that's where he is. Libi b'mizrach, ani b'seif ma'irev. I could be far in the ma'irev, far away, at the hearts of a Yid. He faces Mizrach. He davens. He longs for the Beis HaMikdash, which is in Mizrach. So Libby, where's his heart? His heart is in the Mizrach. He's there. A person could be in the Mizrach, right next to the Mishkan, but his Libby is b'mayrav because he didn't make it. A person is his Ritzoinus. Rabbeinu Shleilam looks at the person. Who are you? You are your Ritzoin. Zehu Adam, Ritzoinai is the person. And if you're Libi b'mizrach, you could be your Guf, your body is b'saif mayrav, but you're in the Mizrach. You're in Yerushalayim. You're in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the parsha of Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, Pesach Sheni. And maybe Rabbi Sai. Efshekem and Zogin. There's still halach of Pesach Sheni that the day is Kavua. For Yontiv, we don't say Tachnun. We eat Matzah, Pesach Sheni. But the chayr, the kash is, Pesach Sheni is only where there's no Pesach Rishon. And we don't have a Pesach Rishon anyway. Where Pesach Rishon was missed, there's a Pesach Sheni. Why in Chutz Laretz, where it's there is no Pesach Sheni, meaning there is no Pesach Rishon, that if you miss it, there'll be a Pesach Sheni. We don't have a Mishkan. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We're in Galus. Why are we celebrating, so to speak, Pesach Sheni? I would say it even tiefer, Rabbi Yisai. The Pesach Sheni is only to bring the carbon when you couldn't do Pesach Rishon, but we can't bring the carbon Pesach Sheni either. So there is no Pesach Sheni. What is the Yontif? What is the day that we're Kiveya Pesach Sheni? What is Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni is to bring the carbon when you couldn't do Pesach Rishon. But you can't bring the carbon anyway. So there is no Pesach Sheni. There is nothing in Pesach Sheni if you don't bring the carbon. And the Teretz is Pesach Sheni is not carbon, but Pesach Sheni is Lamani Gora. It's the Chol Shadaitai. Pesach Sheni is the longing to want to do a Karban Pesach, and that we bedafka have in Galus, and could be Pesach Sheni is the yontif of Pesach and Galus. It's the yontif of Karban Pesach and Galus, where we long and we mishteikek, and we ask the Rabbeinu Shleilam that we should be able to do a Karban Pesach. Parsha before Pesach Sheni is the Levim. What's the connection of the Levim? I think the way we explained the Genusa Shel Yisrael, that they didn't do Karban Pesach, is that they didn't do Bris Milah like Levi, who didn't find a good enough reason not to do a Karban, not to do a Bris Milah. Their rots and their cheshik to do a Bris Milah was so strong that they did it even in the Midbar. Am Cheir Flamos, that they're ready to do Bris Milah no matter what. So that's the Kachas Levim Taka. Because Levim, they did have this cheshik. Kachas Levim Itoir B'nai Yisrael V'tihar Ta'oysam. The Rambam, at the end of Zroyim, Rambam says that all the Matnas Kahuna are given to Levi because Levi, his job is to be Parush. It's to be disconnected from the whole world, Lavoides Hashem, to do Avoides Hashem, and therefore Rabbi Yishalem supplies Parnosa to the Levi through the Matnas Kahuna that the Yisraelim get. Interestingly, how the Rambam finishes that halacha of Loi Shevet Levi Bavad. It's not only Shevet Levi alone. Halakal Mishanad Veruchai, Levinam Adai, anybody who nadva, he wants. His spirit, his lev, his neshama pushes him. You know what? I also want to be like Levi. And I want to also be Moshe Nefesh to cut away from the whole world. Arehu Kodesh Kedoshim. And he's like Levi. Levi is not Veruchai. Levi is Rotzen to be Oyver Hashem and to cut away. And that's the Kachas HaLeviim, the Mile of Levi. It's interesting, one of the things about Levi in the parasha is, what's the job of the Levi? The Levi is to be Mavdil. To be Mavdil. Dr. Pasik, what's Levi's job? The Etas HaLeviim, the Sunim La'aron Levanav, Lechapa b'nei Yisrael, v'loyia b'nei Yisrael, negeb b'geshes b'nei Yisrael al-Kadosh. In this parasha, there's a specificity of what is the avod of Levi, that he has to make sure that Klal Yisrael doesn't come close to the Mikdash, stays in its within its boundaries. Could be the avod of Levi is really Yedder Yid's Rotzen to do Avodah. And therefore, part of the Avodah is to stop the Bnei Yisrael, because they have tremendous Cheshik, to come close. Because they have innerly this Cheshik to become close, that their Avodah is V'layib Bnei Yisrael Negev. The Gesh is B'nai Yisrael HaKadosh. It's possible that the next parasha is the parasha of Chatzaitzris. What's the parasha of Chatzaitzris? Chatzaitzris is a, like Kiya Shefa, we find Uri Yishenim. It's La'oyer the Lev. It's supposed to bring out the Ritzainus. The Shofar is able to arouse the inner feelings, the inner cheshik, the inner rotzen. That's the inyan of shayfer that we have. The Rambam says that's the remez of shayfer. Chatzaitzus also. Moshe is able to arouse in Klal Yisrael the cheshik pnimi. At the end of the parasha, we have Mesavim, Mesainanim, Asasu. What is this Mesainanim? Vaita, the Mesainanim is that they had Rotzen, they had Cheshik, but for the wrong thing. The parasha shows us in the beginning what is Cheshik. The right Cheshik is when it's Cheshik for a mitzvah. When the Cheshik of the mitzvah is not there, in its place comes Cheshik for Taivas, Esavu Taiva. Man is a man of is a creation of Rotzen. It's a Bria. It's a Bria of Rotzen. There's so much will within a person. It needs to be geared towards mitzvah. It needs to be used properly, utilized for mitzvah. If not, then you have the end of the parasha. The Savu Taiva. The Rotzen becomes for other things. The Rambam tells us that the Taivas Nashim comes when there's no Taiv, when there's no learning. When there's no learning, so then it gets filled, this void, with the Taivas Nashim. When there's mitzvah, and there's Ratzin for mitzvah, then that becomes the person. And if not, automatically Ritzayne Shel Adam gets geared towards Taiva. It's a very important lesson. Man has to follow Ritzayne. It has to be. You need to keep focus. What is Taki Yerotze? What is it? Because the Yetzahara will convince you that this is your Ratzin and that's your Ratzin, and it's not. And because it's about Ratzin, then you're going to run after it. One of the things by a carbon that the Torah tells us is, L'rtzaynchem tizbachu. with your will, you should go and make the carbon, you should bring the zevach. There are five pshatim be'erech of the translation of Lertzayinchem Tizbachu. The pasha pshat is Lertzayinchem She'il Ratzay, which means it should have fine favor in the eyes of the Rebbeinu Shalom, your carbon. Yehil Ratzin Imrifi, Ratzinchem, for your Ratzin, which means in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom, it should be Ratzin. Another Pshat, Chazal, the Rambam brings it, La'alacha, Ratzinchem v'loy bikfiyah. It should be for your will, and it shouldn't be that you were forced. Svarim say, what does it mean, Ratzinchem? It should be a kapara on your Ratzin. In every Avera, it's not only the Avera, but it's the Ratzin that you had to do the Avera, which needs a kapara. And the way we're explaining above, it's very poshut, because the real person, Adam Kiyakriv, the person, who is the person? It's his Ratzin. The mice is external, the Ratzin is pnimi. In every chet, what needs to be corrected is the Ratzin. L'Ratzinchem Tizbachu. You need to bring a carbon on your Ratzin. Your Ratzin is such a exalted, it's such a heiligazach, it's who you are. And yet you took that Ratzin to do bad, to do an Avera, so your Ratzin needs a kapara. Other Svarim say, Pshat L'Ratzinchem Tizbachu, to change your Ratzin. A person had a Ratzin to do bid, when he brings the carbon, what it does is it's L'Ratzinchem, it recalculates your Ratzin, that it should be Taka, the Ratzin for mitzvahs, and not Faveris. And the final last Pshat, L'Ratzinchem, to create Ratzin Tizbachu. A carbon will create in a person this Ratzin to come close to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, one who doesn't have it, and because of that, he went and he did Averis. There's a reinvention through the carbon that now your Ratzin will be directed. Your Ratzin will be directed in a different place. I believe, Rabbi Yisai, that all five Pshatim are actually all one thing. The way we've explained above, a mensch is Ratzin. That's the person. That is the whole person. And if he has the right focus, his Ratzin will be L'tayv. And if not, the Ratzin will be L'ra. So to take that special thing called Ratzin and to ruin it and to be metamid by doing Averis, so the Ratzin needs a kapara. And now that your Ratzin was given for bad, so in its place, you need to have a Ratzin Taif. Because that's the only way to take Ratzin. It needs to be redirected. Because there's going to be Ratzin, and either it's L'ra or it's L'taif. So you got to switch that Ratzin. L'Ratzinchem Tizbachu, to redirect the Ratzin. And this becomes the Kreivus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kapara of the Inyan of Ratzin. Can't stress enough. A person needs to search and to make sure that his Ratzin is heeded to. That you pay attention to your real Ratzin and not follow the Ratzin Hamaduma that the Yetzirah creates. Ratzinus about things that are really not your Ratzin Pnimin, it's not who you are. Because those Ratzinus leads to Ra. Those Ratzinus leads to Isavu Taiva. The Ratzinus that are L'Taiv is Kayim Li'olam. Taiva is right away the Ratzin. It goes away. It falls away very quickly. But the Ratzin L'Taiv in Dovra Oime B'fnei HaRatzin, and that Ratzin stays with the person forever and ever. And it's Kayam L'Olam, and that's the Shulcha Gadol Mishalohem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.